This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is scrambling to boost weapons production. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
In production delays and mounting losses, Russian President Vladimir Putin has urged his government to cut through bureaucracy and crank out enough weapons and military supplies to feed the war in Ukraine. Putin is now chairing a new committee designed to accelerate the production and delivery of weapons and supplies. He stressed the need to gain higher tempo in all areas. Russian news reports have acknowledged that many of those called up haven't been provided with basic equipment such as medical kits and flak jackets and had to find their own. Other reports have suggested that Russian troops are increasingly forced to use old and sometimes unreliable equipment and that some of the newly mobilized troops are rushed to the warfront with little training. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine's nuclear energy operator said Tuesday that Russian forces are performing secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant, activity that could shed light on Russia's claims that the Ukrainian military is preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device. The Russian defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, made an unsubstantiated allegation that Ukraine was preparing to launch a so-called dirty bomb. He leveled the charge over the weekend and calls to his British, French, and Turkish counterparts, as well as Britain, France, and the United States, rejecting it outright, saying that it's transparently false. Ukraine also dismissed Moscow's claim as an attempt to distract attention from the Kremlin's own alleged plans to detonate its own dirty bomb, which uses explosives to scatter radioactive waste in an effort to sow terror. This is VOA News. A Russian court has rejected an appeal by U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner of her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession, a step that could move her closer to a possible high-stakes prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The All-Star Center with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and 2-time Olympic gold medalist was convicted August 4th after police said they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport, reflecting pressure on the U.S. administration to do more to bring Griner home. The U.S. Secretary of State revealed in July that Washington had made a proposal to get Griner home, along with Paul Whelan, an American serving a 16-year sentence in Russia for espionage. The United States will make a full use of its military capabilities, including nuclear, conventional, and missile defense, to defend its allies, Japan and South Korea. That's according to U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, as she warned North Korea against escalating its provocations. Sherman said North Korea's repeated firings of ballistic missiles and artillery in recent weeks were provocative military exercises. North Korea has described them as practice runs for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. It would be the second in-person meeting of the three officials since conservative South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol took office in May, signaling an improvement in difficult ties between Japan and South Korea. A year ago, Japanese and South Korean vice ministers declined to participate in a joint news conference after three-way talks in Washington, leaving Sherman to make a solo media appearance. The news that Rishi Sunak has now become Britain's first prime minister of color was welcomed by many among Britain's large Indian and South Asian communities, but for many people of color, it's not that simple. The 42-year-old Sunak will be the first Hindu and the first person of South Asian descent to lead a country that has a long history of colonialism and often struggled to welcome immigrants from its former colonies and continues to grapple with racism and wealth inequality. And with Sunak's accent or ascent was welcomed as a sign of visible diversity, his background of wealth and privilege is not the norm, and some say more work needs to be done. A new report from doctors and other health experts says that the world's fossil fuel addiction is making the world sicker and killing people. Tuesday's report in the prestigious medical journal Lancet says extreme weather from climate change triggered hunger in nearly 100 million people. And it says that heat deaths are up 68% among vulnerable groups and that each year pollution from the burning of coal and natural gas kills 1.2 million people worldwide. Via remote